Any question? No. What are we talking about? We are talking about not to that all that you are thinking about. We are talking about the only subject that you cannot think about. You have a resistance, because if you are honestly asked, what do you hate? What do you hate? Death and poverty, right? Because that's the animal life. The animals, millions of them, million kinds of them, what do they do? They try not to die. That's the best explanation of what life is. A living creature is a creature who is trying not to die. And for that, to have the power to be the boss, to be the leader, to be blah, 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 all of that. Why? For fighting death and poverty, right? Okay. Here, Rumi is talking about the opposite. Opposite of what? You don't know. You just think about it as a happening or something. What is death? What is it? Nothing. You cannot think about it. And the poverty, almost the same. This book, the last book, the final words are about these two subjects. To what? To understand them. What is the problem of understanding? Your logical thinking. This is why we call it beyond the logic. It's not logical. It's beyond that. Your brain thinks that everything is logical. Now we know that it's not like that. What is the role of the happenings in the universe in our life? You cannot count it. So, try to understand these two subjects, because there is a good life. If you understand it, your life will change, the meaning of your life, and that's the best thing that could happen to anyone. You remember that at the beginning of this book, first he went to a very famous subject, choice. Do you remember? What is choice? The animal. Choice. If I have a choice. He said, poor you when you have the choice. Because what will happen when you don't have a choice? Nothing. Simple life. The problem is the choice. Because you are caught between two. Should I do this or that? This is not a good situation. And step by step, we'll explain to you that your logical brain believes in some stuff and believes strongly in them. If you dig, you will see that it's wrong, it's different. So we'll see the different examples of this, how to look at this stuff, how to look at that stuff, and in between the parable, the example, and all of that, which is talking about work. He brought in the story of Hilal, you remember that. Now, he has some little stories to explain something to you. Yes.
The story of the old woman who used to depilate and rouge her ugly face, though it could never be put right and become pleasing. There was a decrepit old woman, aged 90 years, her face covered with wrinkles and her complexion saffron. Her face was in folds like the surface of a traveler's food wallet, but there remained in her the passionate desire for a husband. Her teeth had dropped out, and her hair had become as milk. Her figure was like a bow, and every sense in her was decayed. Her passion for a husband and her lust and desire were in full, the passion for snaring, though the trap had fallen to pieces. A cock that crows at the wrong time, a road that leads nowhere, a big fire beneath an empty kettle.
Means what? You see? He's making an example. There is this lady. Lady. Logical fellow. Thinker, right? She's old. 90 years old. Means what? This is the approach towards what you hate. When they talk about the old ages and all the shortcomings and things like that, what do you think about? But our example, this lady has still the sexual attractions. Yes, she's a good lady, so the sexual attraction is towards the husband. What is that one? And when she's this old and this ugly, what could happen? We are talking about a cock that crows the wrong time. Yes, that's an example of an animal which does the stuff in a wrong place. So imagine that you have the birds, in the time of rooming, the birds are everywhere, and imagine one of them will sing at 3 o'clock in the morning. And imagine that somebody doesn't have any way, any path to arrive somewhere. So the combination of wrong time and no path, no clear path. This is like what? This is like the fire which is under an empty cooking plate. The fire is there, but the rest is not. Yes?
Exceedingly fond of the racecourse, but has no horse and no means of running. Exceedingly fond of piping, but having neither lip nor pipe.
Mm-hmm. He changed the example. When it's like, imagine this, that somebody loves to ride the horse and he doesn't have the legs, so he could not do that. Yes?
May Jews have no cupidity
Aha. And I brought all these, I made this a story to explain what? The greed. Said, the greed is like this. A greedy old fellow is exactly like these examples I brought you. Yes?
A dog's teeth drop out when it grows old. It leaves people and takes to dung. Look at these sexagenarian dogs. Their dog teeth get sharper at every moment.
Uh-huh. Look at the animals, how they live. Depend on the physical condition they are in. When they are young and they have the good teeth and everything is working, okay, they feed a lot and so on. When they get old, they cannot do that. They will change their attitude and the food and everything because they have to. Are you listening? What is he talking about? The greed. The animals, they are greedy, yes. But when they get older, they don't get greedier. What about you? This is the subject. Because we don't live like animals. We think. And this thinking and the knowledge we have, so we think that we could have more. Why not? Yes?
The hairs drop from the fur of an old dog. See these old dogs clad in satin. See how their passionate desire and greed for women and gold, like the progeny of dogs, is increasing continually.
Aha. Says, I brought you this story. Look around you. You will see them. These people older than 60 and greedy. What are they? Their love is what? The pussy and the gold. That's it. Sex and money. Isn't it? He said, look around you. These are increasingly getting like that. This is like a social disease. Yes.
Such a life as this, which is held stock in trade, is a shambles for the butchers of wrath. When people say to him, may your life be long, he is delighted and opens his mouth in laughter.
Uh-huh. Isn't it? What will happen if somebody will tell you that you will live a very long life? What's your reaction? Oh, you should say, ouch. Yes, because what's coming is not nice. Is what? This is the subject here. We are talking about time. And you should understand that time is a phenomena, a big one. It's a universal phenomena. And how does it work? Everything, anything that exists will rot away and will be finished. What is permanent? Oh, in the Rumi's time at least, they thought that the existence of the humanity is permanent. Now we know that it could happen 10 minutes from now. A piece of a stone, finished. It had happened before, not only once. Now we know it. So we know that we are talking about time And you should understand the time. You should change.